to, and not, some people might say it's connected, but it is separate in terms of this conversation, the most recent homelessness figures. Yesterday we got the latest figures. It's another record high. And there were 16,766 people in emergency accommodation last month. The final publication of the Department of Housing's homelessness figures before Christmas shows that 11,492 adults, and devastatingly really, 5,274 children had nowhere to call home in October. That is a huge amount of children going into Christmas who will not have a home, Niall Collins. I mean, really and truly, is it time to look at this from an emergency standpoint and say we need to set targets to reduce homelessness?
Well, first of all, housing is an emergency and government recognises that. Government is putting huge emphasis in terms of policy as a priority and funding as a priority into the home, into the whole housing area. We built a significant number of homes, new homes, about 140,000 new homes during the lifetime of the previous government. And we have recently updated our Housing for All, our housing policy, to develop out over the next over the lifetime of this government and beyond, hoping to have a target of about 300,000 new homes built over that period of time. There is significant resources and effort being put into it. Our local authorities have been instructed to rezone lands, make more land available. We're tasking and we're funding Irish Water to service more land. We've put new legislation into place. We're looking at the whole area of judicial reviews and crank objectors, people who are slowing down.
And I appreciate that, but they're all medium term. They'll take years. My question is in the immediate, because let me put this to you. The Salvation Army, in reaction to the figures yesterday, they're reassuring children that Santi will always manage to find them.
So next year,
do you know what I mean? I mean, that cuts to the heart of it, really.
And there is going to be a sustained focus on people who are in long-term homelessness. Next year alone, there's a dedicated capital fund of 100 million euros being made available to purchase second-hand homes, which is a new departure to help exit people out of long-term homelessness. Homelessness and the cohort of people in homelessness is very, very complex. But whilst the number is growing, unfortunately and regrettably, there are also significant numbers of people who exit homelessness. It's not a case that everybody is stagnant in it. Like last year alone in 2024, almost 9,000 adults exited homelessness. And this year we've seen an increase. There has been an increase, obviously, of people falling into homelessness, but there has also been an increase of people who have been transitioned and exiting.
That's a fair point to make as well. And can I put it to Ray the Cronin? I've asked the Minister for a solution to long-term homelessness, and he's pointed to the 100 million euro fund. Do you have a solution, an immediate solution to help people who are homeless right now?
Yes, we do. There has been nearly a 15% increase of the number of children who are living in homelessness since this government came into power, since the last general election. You know, we're less than a month into Christmas. Children are wondering what presents they can ask Santi for. Children in homelessness, they can't ask Santi for a trampoline. They can't ask Santi for a bike because there's no room to keep it in the hotel room. You know, it's absolutely disgraceful. I was on with you there during the week and we were talking about this. The number of children in homelessness should really bring people to shame. And, you know, I would love if tomorrow this studio will be filled with the commentary at the chattering classes discussing homelessness and how awful these figures are. And before the last general election, they were more concerned about who would own an affordable house, who would own the land under an affordable house. And they should have been a lot more concerned about the number of children who were living in homelessness.
So I've given 15% you an uninterrupted increase. 2 minutes now or thereabouts. And I've looked for a solution, an immediate solution.
And we have
what
a solution. Build public homes on public land.
That's medium to long term.
There's a lot of ways to begin.
Over 5,000 children who are facing homelessness this Christmas.
We can, you know, there's a lot of quick build solutions to building homes, and you
what
know,
are
in
they?
in well, in Ona Brin's A Home of Your Own, he outlined them, that we can, the government, the local authorities, housing agencies can start building homes on public land immediately and absolutely solve the homelessness crisis within a couple of years. It would be solved.
So,
and
so
we would see those, we would actually
so
see those numbers coming down every month rather than going up. 15% increase in homeless children. It's absolutely disgraceful.
Ray the Cronin of Sinn Féin, because with the best will in the world, you might be outraged in the opposition, but you don't have immediate solutions.
No, we do have solutions, and we outline them.
I understand that, but you've admitted it will take 2 years at least.
So first of all, the government's plan currently is to increase rents. That is the whole objective of the change in rent laws recently, is to bring in more international investment by making it more attractive by increased rents.
Well, that's your interpretation. I don't think that's fair in terms of what their plan is.
Part of their plan is, if Niall, just for a second, if part of their plan very clearly states that for apartments that are built from now on, there won't be a cap on the rents of those apartments, that they'll be free to move to market rates.
To market rent.
So that's going to be above the 2%.
Just to be fair here now, the overall government plan is to increase supply, and they hope that will decrease market rents over time.
Oh, yes. So now you're talking about long term, not even talking about medium term, you're talking about long term solutions.
So,
the other point is, right now, we'd put in an FOI to every local authority across the country. There are 4,000 empty local authority homes across the country. It's taken on average 8 months to get those homes back into use. In the private sector, when a rental property is flipped, it takes an average 3 weeks to get those back into use. So there's you could actually fit every single person who is on the homeless list at the moment into those 4,000 empty local authority homes that exist at the moment, if you actually got this government to actually start to cut the red tape that's holding the system back. The other point in this is, if we don't put in
Can I just point out there, that seems like a very neat solution, but homeless families may not be near the local authority homes that are vacant, so it doesn't...
It's not going to work in every case, Cormac, I understand, but there is the capacity in the system to house the amount of people who are homeless in relation to that. The other aspect, and people forget, I think, the human side of this, you know, our PQs are showing that about 407 people died on the streets of Dublin in homelessness just in 5 years, and the Dublin local authority is the only local authority that actually records that figure. That figure is not even recorded elsewhere, which is absolutely incredible. There's a human tragedy behind every single one of those figures. And I believe that if there isn't some kind of eviction ban put in for no fault, in terms of no fault evictions over this Christmas period, this significant spike that we're seeing at the moment of landlords getting out of the market is going to lead to a significant hardship, more people on the streets, and inevitably some deaths.
And local
authorities have already run out of money, of next year's money for tenant in situs, where they can prevent people from getting into homelessness. They've run out of this year's money. They've already run out of next year's money as well to purchase homes to prevent people from getting into homelessness and start reducing those numbers.
And the devastating, we know, is the impact is devastating, as I say. Can I ask you this, Minister? We're a long time talking about homelessness in this country now, and the figures are increasing, but it's particularly sad, I think, to have increased child homelessness coming into Christmas. Has it ever been considered by the government to commission a serious study of the psychological impact of homelessness on children?
Look, I'm not aware of that, but I agree that there's an obvious human impact on families that have to go into homelessness, and I'm conscious, acutely aware of that, as are everybody in government. And that's why we have to, and we do properly resource our homeless services. I know that
we don't.
We do. And next year we're resourcing the homeless.
We don't. They've ran out of next year's money already.
They haven't, Rhéada. You're talking complete nonsense. Next year, you are. If you'd allow me make the point, next year, the budget next year has an enhanced allocation of €563 million for our homeless services. That's up from a figure of €328 million in this year. Now, the reality is this. Neither yourself nor Patter have to deal with the reality.
Neither of
you have offered any policy or any solution. You've offered commentary and you've offered criticism.
No, I have offered solutions. Our housing spokesperson, wrote a book on it. We have offered a solution.
Good on him for writing a book, but he has also, and Sinn Féin have also objected to thousands of houses being built.
The only objections we have made now are to...
Let's break the response and I'll get Pather to...
No, I'm sick and tired of listening to Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael saying that Sinn Féin are objecting to houses.
One voice, one voice.
And you correctly ask about the numbers of children in particular in homelessness, the number of adults and the number of families. We have a growing population in our country. Our population is growing by about 2% per annum, which is seven times the EU average. There is huge pressures right across every sector within our country and within our economy to provide more housing. And that's exactly what the government is responding to. The simple solution
is it's the government's job to prepare for that. So, you know, if you're not prepared to do that, get out of the way.
No, Niall Collins, hang on a second.
Yes, I have.
You haven't articulated one policy.
Yes, I have.
All mics down. One voice, Ray the Cronin.
I have put forward solutions. I have put forward solutions in a way of making sure that we can increase the funds that are going to local authorities to keep people in homes, to increase the amount of Clare County Council has run out of next year's money already. You know, at the moment what we're doing is we're doing a wealth transfer of money to private landlords for HAP and RAS. There's too many people living in private rental accommodation that should be homed by the local authorities. Yeah. But since Fianna Fáil absolutely wrecked the economy and paved a path for Fine Gael to have concurrent terms in government, we have seen... Child homelessness wasn't even talked about. There wasn't even figures on it 15 years ago.
So very quickly, Ireland has one of the longest planning permissions, permitting, licensing, tendering and judicial review systems in the whole of the European Union. So there's five spaces where the government actually control, and they have evolved into blockages into the system. I spoke to a builder this week. He's an application in for about 100 houses in for the last 20 months on commissioning plan Ola, and they're just not getting together to deliver it. And they don't have enough staff to do it. Ishka Aaron, just the final point. Ishka Aaron came into our committee recently and stated, I asked him, when will all the gaps in the water infrastructure be filled so that they're no longer a blockage to the building of homes? They said they'll be filled by 2050. We have another 25 years of blockages to the building of homes happening because of this government's lack of infrastructural spending.
Penny Crowley in Kenmare texts the programme to say housing and homelessness, Groundhog Day every time, every solution is always the future tense. Mm. So disappointing to listen to, zero empathy from those who have influence. Michael O'Reilly says some modular homes were built quickly when they were required for Ukrainian war refugees. It can be done if the will is there, says Michael.
People.
I'm with Ray the Cronin of Sinn Féin, Pather Tobin of Aintu and Minister Niall Collins of Fianna Fáil. We'll be back to discuss rural crime in a minute.